Bunbury for a time was far away from the great theatres of the Second World War. Life changed, however, as locals adjusted and did what they could to support the war effort. Kevin Keeley was a lad of 14 when the war began. He left school and started work at the Dardanup garage.
Because it was wartime, there was all sorts of regulations imposed on vehicles in terms of what sort of lighting they could have and what sort of fuels you could use, and no one got too much petrol. One of our other activities was keeping these fellas going by converting their vehicles to run on gas. And the first vehicles that were converted, of course, were the essential service people like the butchers and the bakers and the people who carted cream. They went onto gas fairly early in the piece. I recall the milk carter called Pug Gibbs. He was probably one of the first gas men, and he had a Pedrick gas producer on. We selected Pedrick because it was oval in shape and was easily to mount on the side of the truck. Gas as a fuel, it was a very good fuel. It was a docile fuel and engines run very smoothly on it. Probably had the disadvantage of having to put charcoal in the firebox all the time, and also it did lack power. I did drive the big old Dodge that was the garage vehicle. I drove it to dances up to Ferguson and Wellington Mills and to Capel and on occasions into Bunbury. And I'd often have 11, 12 or really up to 13 young people all stuffed inside this large Dodge sedan, and we'd be on gas struggling up through the hills to Ferguson and up to Wellington Mills. And that was okay, but the hard part came about two dances before the end, when most young blokes were looking around to see what damsels were available around the place. I was out stoking my gas producer. And the procedure was you would lift the lid and you'd wait for the surplus gas. You'd call it foof off. In other words, there was a great gust of flame went up out of the lid, and once it did that, then you peered in to see what the level of charcoal was, and then you got a bag of charcoal down off your roof rack and filled the firebox, tamped it down well and closed the lid. But sometimes you got a bit impatient, particularly if you could hear the music going and you're wondering whether you were going to get another dance or not, so you didn't wait for it to foof, and you peered over the edge of the lid, and boof, off she went and away went your eyebrows. And so you did the job and went back into the hall black from charcoal, and naturally the local damsels didn't view you too kindly then. Whilst I accept that gas producers was an essential part of the business, it didn't do me much good in my pursuit of the local damsels.
Kevin Keeley.